This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
In their letter, they noted that while they agree that reducing the deficit is certainly necessary, they do not believe that America's farmers and ranchers should have to bear a disproportionate burden of the cut. Notably, the farm safety net cuts included in the president's budget appear to be proposed not for the purpose of deficit reduction, but rather to offset the cost of spending increases contained elsewhere in the USDA budget. All told, the president's budget proposal for USDA actually increases the total outlays by more than $4 billion.
Cut 2. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
In fact, it noted that these provisions were already cut $7.4 billion in 2008, the only core provisions to experience a cut, bringing their share of the total federal budget down to less than 0.25% and just 17% of the USDA budget.
Cut 3. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
And the commitments in the 2008 farm law represent a contract with America's farmers and ranchers. The senators pointed out that the president's budget also proposes billions of dollars in cuts to the federal crop insurance program through the Standard Reinsurance Agreement, which had also already sustained cuts in the 2008 Farm Bill.